I saw a paper that you did looking at immunotherapy. I think there was kind of a group that got together and you wrote a really great paper about it. One of the things I liked about it was some of the mechanism stuff that you had in there. Can you talk a little bit about your vision of how ELO works and how DARA works for starters?
Yeah. So again, ELO works mainly as an NK cell activator. It's a SLAMF7 antibody or an inhibitor of SLAMF7, but mainly its function is in immune regulation through the NK system. And I think we need to still understand more that mechanism and how specific patients may benefit from it versus others. There are, again, multiple methods of working. It could be direct effect on the tumor cells, but it also be activation of immune cells, specifically T cells or subsets of T cells. Now, there are so many other things. The checkpoint inhibitors, as you know, have been a problem for us in multiple myeloma, but maybe subgroups of patients may benefit from other immunotherapies or immune checkpoint inhibitors other than PD-1 and PD-L1, or testing them without the lenalidomide because the worst survival and the death happened in the patients who had the combination with lenalidomide. So there is still a resurgence of thinking of immune checkpoint inhibitors coming along. And of course, cellular therapy, CAR T, is very important. And then all the BCMA antibodies are coming along. So that's the bispecifics. You can think the BCMA antibody also works by immune cell regulation. So there is this whole area that's starting to explode for us now as immunotherapy in myeloma.
Could you talk a little bit about the data that is out there in terms of checkpoint inhibitors in myeloma?
So there were two large studies. There were first phase two studies of pembro in multiple myeloma, which showed us that pembrolizumab was very effective and high responses in patients with myeloma. That led to phase three studies, one upfront, one relapsed. The problem with both of them is that there was no difference in response in the cohorts of pembrolizumab versus lenalidomide. And there was a worse survival, increased death in both of those cohorts. So, of course, the FDA stopped the trials and said, we do not continue anymore and let's try to understand what happened in those patients. We still don't know whether that was related to the combination of pembro with len, whether this affects it when you use PD-1 inhibitors with other agents, and what is the mechanism, or is there a subgroup of patients who would benefit and others who would be harmed from it. So there is definitely more work and more analysis in that, but we're still trying to see, are there other immune checkpoint inhibitors that could be used in myeloma that are not the same ones like the PD-1, PD-L1?